Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
One man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say? Easy for you to say they will love you. It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful Sports Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Wednesday morning, 27 hours away from the first round of the NCAA tournament, the world of sports is buzzing. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including, you know, we're talking NCAA tournament all show long. And yours truly, me, your boy, you know, Nick Kostos. I have changed my mind from Monday's show on one important bracket and betting decision as it concerns this year's NCAA tournament. I'm going to share it with you coming up in a little bit. May God have mercy on my soul. I will also attempt to answer this question. Is there an AFC playoff contender that needs a little love in 2026? I'm going to explain. And I will also be brave enough to ask this question. What the hell is the point of Team USA in the World Baseball Classic? We will get into last night's debacle for Team USA losing to Venezuela as we move along. Our bets for tonight will close the show. I got bets in both first four games because why the hell not? 310-840-4910 is the number. 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. You can tweet us. At the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, and at You Better You Bet. Now, just to say this, we have so much college basketball on today's show, it's going to make your head spin. All the college basketball talk, all the NCAA tournament talk that your little heart could ever desire. Joining us today on the show, ESPN college basketball analyst, the great Seth Greenberg, the great John Fanta from NBC Sports, and our good friend, ESPN betting analyst Joe Fortenbaugh. Seth Greenberg, John Fanta, Joe Fortenbaugh, all talking NCAA tournament. Plus, my NCAA tournament thoughts. We'll hear from Tyler and Kenny. So we've got you covered, as Chris Brown once said, from wall to wall. Dun, 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 dun. So yeah, NCAA tournament talk all show long. So I want to give you that, because I'm now going to give you this. Because we're officially starting the wonderful Sports Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with yesterday's blockbuster trade in the National Football League. As the Denver Broncos, laying in wait, hiding in the proverbial bushes. Man, and I was so mad at myself. So I'm off yesterday, right? And like last week I was out. I had a sick day. I had a sinus infection. I was terribly sick. Yesterday I was off because I'm working Saturday with Brad Evans doing Countdown to Tip-Off. So like I'm feeling good yesterday. And I see the trade. It's 11:13 a.m. Eastern. I said, because I looked at that, I was like, they're still on the air. Rick Rismack's still on the air. And I immediately texted Bill and Tyler and said, did I give my Broncos AJ Brown take on the air on Monday, or did I say it to you guys on the phone before the show on Monday? And I was very upset when I was reminded that I said it off air. So just so everyone knows, not that it matters, but I did think something like this was possible. No one heard me say it on the air, but I'm not surprised that the Denver Broncos pulled this move, because, you know, up until yesterday when the Broncos make the trade for Jaylen Waddle, and we will get into it in full, trading first, third, and fourth round picks, getting back Jaylen Waddle and a fourth round pick, all the Broncos had done to this point in the offseason, besides for Sean Payton giving up play calling duties to new offensive coordinator Davis Webb, was re-sign their own players. Like, here comes Sternad is going to be back, some others on defense, J.K. Dobbins is re-signed. But they hadn't made literally zero signings outside of the players on their own roster. They had done nothing. And it seemed to me to be a little weird. Because, you know, if Bo Nix doesn't injure his ankle at the end of the divisional round win against Buffalo, I said this the Monday after Championship Sunday, like, I think the Broncos would have won the AFC Championship game. Would have beaten the New England Patriots. And look, probably not win the Super Bowl against the Seattle Seahawks, but I'll tell you what. Is it possible that the game would have been less entertaining with Denver in it? I think not. Probably would have given Seattle a better game than the horrendous New England Patriots performance that we got in Super Bowl 60. So the Broncos did end up taking a big swing on a wide receiver, but not A.J. Brown. Instead, here's stud Dolphins receiver. And look, like, Waddle's not as good as A.J. Brown, but Jaylen Waddle's still a real good player. Going to be 28 later this year. And it's an affordable contract for the Broncos compared to other contracts that we've seen big-name receivers get. It's a great trade for the Denver Broncos. The 30th overall pick in the draft, third and a fourth-round pick swap for Jaylen Waddle as Miami continues its big-time rebuild in earnest. We will get to the Miami Dolphins in a little bit. But we're going to start here, and we have news, by the way, on the Dolphins. This broke, moments ago. ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeting, within the last few minutes of real time, that the Miami Dolphins are telling teams that star running back Devon Achane is not available in trade. To which I will just translate that right now for everyone. Hey, all the other teams in the NFL, if you want Devon Achane, up your offer. Why? It makes no sense for the Dolphins to hold on to him. But we'll get into that when we talk about the Miami Dolphins in a little bit. But first, from the Denver Broncos' perspective, it's absolutely something that needed to happen. Because if you're Sean Payton and you're George Payton, not related, last name's not spelled the same, but pronounced the same, and you're the Denver Broncos coach and the general manager, you can't go backwards and you can't stay in neutral. Remember what I said the Monday after Championship Sunday, here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. When Dan Campbell's words, you know, biting kneecaps, not those words. It could be many words from Dan Campbell ringing in your ears at any given point in time. But Dan Campbell's words, after the Lions blew a 17-point halftime lead in the NFC Championship game a couple years ago in San Francisco against the Niners, were ringing in my ears. When I watched Sean Payton do his loser interview, and I'm not saying Sean Payton's a loser, but it's like the loser's interview that the coach does when they lose the championship game or the Super Bowl. With Frosty the Snowman, a.k.a. Evan Washburn, with the frosted tips, not blonde, but snowy, after the game on CBS. And you could just see it in Sean Payton's eyes. This is my interpretation, at least maybe you disagree. I thought it was pretty obvious that in that moment, I felt like Sean Payton, what's going through his head, we may never get back here. That may have been our best opportunity. And it sucks that we didn't have Bo Nix, and it sucks that it went the way it did, and it sucks that the high leverage decision that he made in the first half with the 7-0 lead, not kicking a field goal, going for that 4th-and-1, didn't go his way. And maybe the Broncos will never get back there. And maybe that's true. Maybe they won't. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't try, and that you shouldn't take that big ass swing. And they took the swing here in a major way by trading for Jaylen Waddle. So just in terms of the Broncos offense and what Jaylen Waddle brings to the table, just imagine a Denver offense, right? And let's just call it, you know, on the field in multiple three receiver sets. Cortland Sutton, who's like an excellent big body receiver, obviously, and Waddle up, like, you don't have to be a football genius to know Waddle with the speed is a great compliment to Cortland Sutton. You got Troy Franklin out there. And then playing the role of Marvin Mims, except, you know, good at football, is Jaylen Waddle. This is why he's hot. This is why he's hot. This is why. This is why. This is why he's hot. Like, send Mims to the bench, and Jaylen Waddle gets all those snaps. How do you not love that if you're a fan of the Denver Broncos? How do you not love that if you're someone that wants to bet the Denver Broncos next year? You absolutely have to love it. Because for Denver, you can get Jaylen Waddle. You can swing some sort of big move on defense. I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm just saying as a hypothetical, right? For Denver, it's all going to come down to if A, Bo Nix can take the next step, or B, you surround him with enough weapons in this system that you can make up for his shortcomings, right? And we talked about those shortcomings all year last year while they were winning a million games. It was obvious that Sean Payton didn't necessarily think that Bo Nix could handle a million things on his plate. And that's okay. They were the one seed in the AFC. And now you add like a legit speed threat to the offense in Jaylen Waddle. Of course this helps Bo Nix. So adding Waddle increases the need for A to happen, which is Bo Nix wakes up and he's Patrick Mahomes, and certainly helps point B. The other reason why this is such an important move for the Denver Broncos. Now, I'm not going to include the Pittsburgh Steelers in this conversation. I'm not interested in the Steelers part of this year because Mike McCarthy's the coach, and if Aaron Rodgers is going to come back, I'm not interested in the Steelers. But the AFC last year, right? And we talked about this entering the playoffs. We talked about it over the course of the season as Kansas City was nosediving. That's a wacky year in the AFC where you could get a Broncos-Patriots AFC championship game where Buffalo loses in the divisional round and Baltimore doesn't make the playoffs and Kansas City doesn't make the playoffs. Who would have ever thought that that would have been? C.J. Stroud urinates down his leg a million times and plays one of the worst games we've ever seen a quarterback play in the divisional round, wasting that excellent defense that the Texans had last year. Like, think about the contenders in the AFC now. And seriously, right? How wacky that was last year. And I'm going to stop short of painting this as a fact. I'll toss it to you, the listener, you, the viewer. Do you think the AFC is going to be better or worse than it was last year? Like, I don't need to say it's better, right? Like, you know it's going to be better. The Bills made a coaching change and got DJ Moore. The Ravens made a coaching change, and they're not done yet. They got more to do, but got Trey Hendrickson and made the swing for Max Crosby, and we can get into that later in the show. The Chiefs, how could they be worse than they were last year? The Chargers, if their offensive linemen are healthy, and now Mike McDaniel's calling the plays. Like, the division's brutal. I think the Drake May's entering year three. Like, the Bengals' defense is better now if Joe Burrow stays healthy. The Broncos couldn't stand Pat. Now, I'm not here to tell you this is a move that absolutely pushes the Broncos over the top. And, like, this is what gets the Broncos to the Super Bowl. And the reason why I'm going to say that, and you may say that I'm a hater, and I am willing to accept those slings and arrows if that's what you want to say. I don't think it's true, but if you want to say I'm a hater, fine. I don't really believe in Bo Nix. As far as winning a championship. And I'm acknowledging that if he's healthy, and I said this the day after the game, if he's healthy in for Championship Sunday, I think the Broncos go to the Super Bowl and probably get annihilated by the Seahawks for the second time in the Super Bowl in a little more than a decade. But I think they would have made it. But again, that's a wacky down year in the conference. Conference going to be better this year. Now, you might have to contend with Lamar Jackson in January. You'll get a hard to imagine you'll get a worse defensive effort than Buffalo put out if you got to play the Bills again. And remember number 15 in red? Chiefs have a lot of work to do. But I'll throw it to you again. If you're projecting right now the 7 playoff teams in the AFC, are you really going to have the Kansas City Chiefs on the outside looking in? Because I'm not. And look, I was wrong about that last year. Maybe I'll be wrong about it again. But this was absolutely a move that the Denver Broncos had to make. And again, I'm not saying the Broncos can't make it. Jalen Waddle definitely gives them more of an opportunity. If I were them, I would have made this trade. Absolutely. Not even think twice about it. From both perspectives, I would have made this deal. I'm just a little skeptical about the quarterback. I'm a little skeptical about Bo Nix. Last note on the Broncos part of this, and I'm going to tie in, and we'll do Miami on the other side, but I want to tie in the team that the Broncos played on Championship Sunday here. And that team is the New England Patriots. So New England goes to the Super Bowl and gets slammed, obviously, by the Seahawks, and Drake May's running for his life the entire postseason. And, you know, now that we have the benefit of hindsight to look back on it in totality, like, the Patriots were probably, like, not a classic conference champion, right? Not as good as the normal conference champion. The Patriots have made 2 big offseason moves thus far. Big moves. Number one, the signing of Elijah Vera Tucker to help shore up that offensive line, which will kick Jared Wilson to center. And on paper, it makes a lot of sense, right? But can AVT stay healthy? Big thing, right? Huge, kind of like maybe like how this season might turn for New England could depend on AVT's health. And the signing of wide receiver Romeo Dobbs away from the Green Bay Packers. Okay? Like, those are 2 good moves. Absolutely. And I would say that the Patriots are better now than they were at the end of last season because of those moves. But when you consider that the Broncos just traded for Jalen Waddle, the Bills have a new head coach and traded for DJ Moore. The Ravens have a new head coach and signed Trey Hendrickson. The Chargers have Mike McDaniel calling the plays. How could they not get better health on the offensive line than they had last year? The Chiefs can't be worse. The Bengals can't be worse. I don't think the Patriots can sit on their hands here. I still think New England's got to make a big move. And that big move, you've heard me say it before, and this is not going to come out of left field. This is not going to be like, you know what the Patriots should do? Like, try and trade for Max Crosby. No. They got to go get A.J. Brown. Go make it happen. If you got to wait till June 1st for Philadelphia financial purposes, fine. You do what you got to do. But you get A.J. Brown and you reunite him with Mike Vrabel and you give Drake May that weapon to go along with Dobbs and the other like exciting young receivers that the New England Patriots have. It's a no-brainer. Because I'll tell you something right now. The 2 teams that played on Championship Sunday in the AFC, and New England won that game. If you're being honest, even with Drake May unquestionably being a better quarterback than Bo Nix, better bet to make the Super Bowl, Denver or New England, it's the Denver Broncos, hands down. And that is a problem for the New England Patriots. 310-340-4910, 310-840-4910. Do you like the Denver Broncos trade for Jalen Waddle? Do you think it gets them over the hump? Should the Patriots trade for A.J. Brown? YouTube.com/@TheCostos. YouTube.com/@TheCostos. @TheCostos, @TheCostos on Twitter. @YouBetterYouBet on Twitter. On the other side, if you're a Miami Dolphins fan, I know you got to be feeling a little down in the dumps this morning. Good news, though. I'm here to tell you why. I know the sun's always out in Miami, but I think the sun will be shining hot potentially on this team in 2027 and beyond. We'll talk the Dolphins part of this trade. Coming up next, You Better You Bet on a Wednesday, Westwood One Sports with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM.
The The Broncos traded their first-round pick to the Dolphins for Jalen Waddle. Does the star receiver give Bo Nix the weapon he needs to push Denver to the Super Bowl? Westwood One Sports.
If you need a new appliance, this is your sign. Shop at Lowe's now to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. A new appliance now means an easier to-do list later. Our best lineup is at Lowe's. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.